Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. She's also the president of From the Heart Productions, which is one of the top money partners with Indiegogo, where they give fiscal sponsorship to filmmakers. Our guest today is Norman Burns, who has a 35-year track record of producing groundbreaking copy and award-winning films, working with top-caliber teams, and his projects have been consistently on topic, on budget, and out of the ordinary. An Emmy-winning producer-director, Norman's recent documentary series, The Writing Code, aired for over a year on PBS and can now be found in schools and libraries worldwide. He's currently producing The Enlightenment, a feature film about James Cook's discovery of Hawaii. And Norman, Carol, and I are very honored to have you back with us on the show today.
Thank you. You're too kind. I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, Norman, I just wanted to let everybody know that you wrote an important chapter in The Art of Film Funding on budgeting. It was so enlightening. Norman took the time to explain to us how important we are as a contributor, the writer is, the director is, to what the budget really is and what it can be. And so when you talk about a bare bones budget, you really need to read that chapter that Norman wrote. It's brilliant. But today we want to cover producers. And so I'd like to start with a question that I hear often, Norman, and that's, what's the difference between a producer and a director? Aren't they both in charge?
Well, Carol, they are both in charge, but they're in charge of different parts of the show. Movies are incredibly complex, and you need people who specialize in different parts of the work. The standard joke is that producers fire directors, and ostensibly it's true. It doesn't matter who brings in the producer, whether the producer brings in the director or the director says, I need somebody to produce my show. The producer is in charge. The producer is going to run this empire as a business person, not as a creative person necessarily. They're going to handle the money. They're going to handle the logistics of the show. They're going to perhaps bring in some talent. The director on set is the absolute voice. The director controls the set and has the artistic vision for a show. The producer holds the purse to pay for that artistic vision.
Right. This is so important. Okay. So why can't one person be both the producer and the director?
Oh, they can, and it happens, but you're asking for something that's extremely difficult. You're asking for, you want somebody who's creative as a director. You want somebody whose vision is unique, who has a way of taking that vision and translating it to film. And you want a separate person who's controlling the purse strings for that to say, no, you really don't need 400 helicopters for this shot. Look, let's do it with 4 helicopters.
Good. Right. Very clear.
So could one person do that? Yes, and they do frequently. But I think it's so smart to bring in a sounding board, to bring in a sense of control who can help you shape your film. And that's the producer versus the director.
Well said, Norman. Okay, so with that understanding, please outline for us what a producer does.
Oh, what does a producer do? Everything. The producer, this is a partial list. The producer may bring in the money, will help bring in the talent, will negotiate the contracts, will structure the entire production to make sure it's fitting into the budget. It's wonderful to have a huge, massive movie, but if you don't have the budget for it, you're not going to get to the end. And it's the producer's job to make sure you're going to get from the beginning to the end. And so they work with very tightly with all of the creative departments, whether it's the director or the DP or the art director, to help them stay within budget, to help them understand what the whole frame of the movie is.
Okay, I will. All right, so let's understand, what's the difference between executive producer and a producer?
Now we get into all of the producer titles. There are an enormous number of producers, and there was a bit of a brouhaha a few years back because there were so many producers, they couldn't give out Academy Awards to all of the producers, and it had to be limited to a certain number of producers. The executive producer or producers, there may be more than one executive producer, usually brings in the money or controls some significant aspect of it. If someone brings something invaluable to a production, whether that's distribution or the money, or they book the Taj Mahal just for you, they may ask for an executive producer credit, and generally it is given because their contribution was so valuable, they can take that title. Ostensibly, the film is not going to happen without these people.
Okay, because I noticed, like, the new show with Kevin Spacey that was made for Netflix, which I really love, Kevin Spacey is a executive producer, so... Perhaps he brought in the money, or his name brought extra money, or he lent his name early, any one of those things.
Absolutely. He may have brought in the distribution deal. May have said, I have the studio for this. I bring that in. This is my show. I'm the executive producer. Absolutely.
Okay. So the executive producer is the money person, really?
The executive producer is... the money person, the tangible asset person, how's that?
That's a good put it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not necessarily the money, although it often is, but something so important that you're willing to give out the top title to this person.
Okay. Now, there's a new producer title that's I feel is really needed with the advent of distribution and marketing on the web, and it's called a producer of marketing and distribution. So can you tell us what this person's job description is?
Absolutely. What an incredibly important role. The PMD, or producer of marketing and distribution, has taken one aspect of production that didn't exist just a few years ago. Marketing, as studios have sort of turned away from indies for the most part and from lower budget films, as distribution has become very much a do-it-yourself operation for a lot of filmmakers, marketing and distribution became a huge field. Somebody has got to promote a film, and when you look at successful films, the marketing campaign will often begin before there's a film. There's a concept that people feel they're going to be able to promote. They promote it. They get the marketing started. They get it distributed to the right distributors in the right markets in the United States and worldwide. The job is so big, it could not be done casually. It requires a single person or a team working under this person to start getting the promotion on the film, the distribution, the visibility of the film, and word of mouth, which is absolutely vital. A PMD should probably be one of the first people who starts on a film, because the marketing campaign has got to begin from the beginning. You start just as you put your editor on at the beginning to start talking about how you're going to divide up your shots and do your dailies on a regular basis. Your PMD has got to be there promoting your film, getting it out, letting people know about it.
Right. I totally agree. And actually, with the web, I mean, we are so lucky. I think that we have to look forward instead of backward and say, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, we may never get a distribution. Well, actually, a lot of films never made any money when they did distribute and get in a theater. They got so little money for the amount of work and effort they put into it. Other people made money, but not them. But this way, by distributing it yourself or using a hybrid distribution with online marketing and distribution, the money that you get is probably more, wouldn't you think?
It certainly can be, Carol. This is a transitional period. And you know, when you and I started, you'd have a film, you'd take your film to the distributor, the distributor would give you a bucket of money and then go out and place the film. Your bucket was never quite enough to cover your costs, but you had some money. It doesn't exist. And I think people right now they're in a bit of a tizzy because the market is redefining itself. On the other hand, we have never had a bigger audience for our films. There are people now all over the world who can watch a movie in a theater if they like. They can watch it on their television set. They can watch it in the palm of their hand on a smartphone. There has never been that kind of market before. And once we understand that distribution is now a completely different term than it was before, I think there are huge profits that are available.
Absolutely. And films now with a small market, what we would have said before, that's too small of a market, actually they can make money. If they keep their budget low, which you're so good at teaching people how to do that, and they know where to sell the film, right?
Absolutely. The concept that a movie costs whatever the average is right now, $8.50 in a theater and the popcorn costs $9.50, it doesn't exist. And we have to get our head out of this concept that a movie sells for $9. It doesn't. It may sell for 9 cents, but we now have an audience of tens of millions of people that didn't exist just yesterday morning. As we learn to tap those people, as we learn to get to those people, I think filmmakers are going to do very, very nicely in this new market.
Yes, I do too, and I think documentaries will soar. I think it's really an opportunity for them. Well, all right.
I'm starting to see that, Carol. I really am. I'm seeing documentaries that are actually surprised that they're selling as well as they are because they can reach more people now.
And reach the people they made the films for, actually, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the important thing.
Right.
And can I ask a quick question about that? When I think about the growth of interest in documentaries, I consider the internet, I consider social media, and with social media, people are able to reach those niche audiences in a much bigger way than they ever used to be able to do. Do you feel that that's possible, Norman, that that is one of the contributing factors to that?
Absolutely. There's never been an opportunity to reach people with very narrow interests. So I can make a documentary about something that only appeals to 50,000 people in the entire world, but I can reach those 50,000 people and get an audience and sell my documentary and actually make a profit, make enough money to go make my next one. It's amazing.
It's wonderful. Good question, Claire. Well, Norman, let's continue with our myriad of producers. And the next one I see often is co-producer and associate producer. Can you tell me what those roles are?
Yes. There's a whole host of names that come in here. There's the co-producer, the associate producer, the assistant producer, and then there's the assistant to producer. These names are about as tenuous and vague as you can possibly imagine. They are they're used sometimes to award people who do a specifically good job. The co-producer works closely with the producer, but isn't quite experienced enough or strong enough to be the producer. So they get a co-credit. It's an important job. These tasks are huge. So all these people are needed. It's not that people are handing out titles. You really need somebody to do the work. What does a co-producer do? It depends on what the producer doesn't want to or isn't capable of doing. So it varies from every film. An associate producer is probably either a parallel step or one step down the ladder. Again, this has often gone to very, very good, hard workers on a show who started out as an assistant to the producer and work their way up to become an associate producer. I believe the filmmaker Ted Hope started out, I think, on his first job as an associate producer. I know he was not the producer, so he had to either be associate or co.
Norman, I just say here, too, sometimes that I have heard that the associate producer credit is given to people who take you to the money. Someone who says, you know, I really think I can help you finance this, and they point you in the direction of the money, and they get that credit. Have you heard of that?
It's certainly possible, although it's not unusual to get an executive producer credit out of getting pointed towards the money, so I'm not really sure. It's certainly possible, and because the title is vague, it's certainly conceivable it can be used in every which way you'd like.
Okay. All right. Well, now we're at line producer, and I know that the line producer is so important because I have seen line producers that are truly a genius in cutting costs and setting a budget that is believable, achievable, and realistic.
Well, now you've gotten to the crux of it, and actually you did answer it. The line producer is the person literally on the line, the person who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the production. While the executive producer is out with the star's agent having lunch, the line producer is figuring out how they're going to pay for that. The line producer is making sure that the working very closely with the unit production manager, making sure that the day is coming in on schedule, that the footage is being shot, that the elements are all there, that all the pieces are there, that the actors are happy, that the Winnebago was large enough to keep the lead satisfied. All of those things, the smooth operation of the set, fall to the line producer. Absolutely critical. It is not unusual for the production manager to get a line producer credit. And that will happen frequently. Sometimes they're two separate people. Depends on the size of the show. An absolutely critical job.
Right. I know a line producer who always takes a wind-up clock and never relies on calls from any hotel desk. She says, you can't rely on it. So...
Carol,
I set,
when I'm on a show, I will set at least two alarms. At least. I trust nothing. I trust nothing, and I'll have a PA call me if I'm really concerned.
Right.
Yet you have to be there.
Right. You have to be there, and the cast has to get there. I mean, that's part of the job, too, to make sure everybody gets on the set at the right time, right?
To get on the set at the right time, gets off the set at the right time, absolutely, because people are being paid, and you want them out of there as soon as they're done because you have other problems to worry about.
Right. Well, all right, there's also a post-production producer. Can you tell us what they do?
Absolutely. Post-production has grown from a very simple thing. You shoot your film, it would go to the editor, you'd all hunker over the moviola, and you'd cut the film. It doesn't quite work that way anymore. We're dealing in digital media. The workflow changes depending on which camera you used, what you've output your film to, how you intend to finish, what kind of CGI you need. All of a sudden, this has become a huge field. I, at one time, would happily, easily budget post-production. That was an easy thing to do. I now turn to people who work solely in post-production, who don't deal with production. They deal with post. They deal with that workflow. By putting on somebody who is good, a production can save many, many thousands of dollars and a lot of time.
Wow, really? It's money saving as well as time saving to have one, have a post-production producer help you.
This stuff is expensive, and if you don't have an absolute pro who is a specialist in that area, you're going to run into problems.
Right.
I'm very big on specializing on a film, and I have little use for somebody for the grip who gets yelled at because he turned on a light. That's not what I mean. That's a silly division of labor. But there is so much to know on a film set now. There are so many elements happening all at the same time. And when you're on a film that is costing millions of dollars, you need to have people who are specialists in their field so they can guide that section of the film.
Exactly. Well, this is what people are always saying is, why are there so many producers on a show? And I think you're explaining some of this, but anything more you want to add to that to answer that question?
Why are there so many producers on a show? Because shows are really big, really complex, extremely expensive, and it is, unless you have a very simple show in four people in two rooms, it's hard to be everything for everybody everywhere. You can't split yourself. Now, do you have to give these people producer credits? I don't know. That's a different kind of discussion. That's what it's fallen to. If you called them some other name, I think you'd be absolutely fine. You might have to pay them more, but by giving them the title, you may actually get away with paying them a little bit less.
All right. Well, who hires the producer?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a great question. Who hires the producer? And even another question, who fires the producer?
Right.
In many cases, the director hires the producer or has a partnership with the producer. They're a team. I direct, you produce. I deal with the art, you deal with the craft. That's a perfectly valid way of doing it. And on studio films, they will sometimes put a producer on the show to make sure that the show is going to be brought in as originally pitched, as designed. The producer will often generate the show itself. In many cases, the producer is the force that brings in the show, who then hires the director to work on the show. I'm on a project right now called The Enlightenment. the writer of that film and one of the producers probably will end up being an executive producer. I don't know her title at the moment because we're not worried about it yet, brought me in as a producer to say, let's put together these elements, help me structure this film so we can bring in all the pieces. So in that case, it was the writer who hired me.
Right.
It's highly variable. At one point, you've got to say, I need somebody who's in charge, who can deal with these elements, and you bring in that person, who's called a producer.
Right. All right. Well, what does a producer make? How much money?
Everywhere from nothing to a lot. ask me questions that have definite answers. In worst case scenario, the producer and the director are partners. There is no money because no money has been raised yet. And so they're doing this because they feel there will be a payday down the road.
Mm-hmm.
As money starts coming in, producer cannot take a huge amount because you always have to make sure you leave enough for the production. And besides, it looks bad when you raise $1 million and the producer takes $900,000. It just looks bad for some reason. The salaries can range on a $50 million film from a few thousand dollars a week plus a nice chunk of the back end, and we'll get to that in a second, to $10,000 a week, $20,000 a week. It can be a very high-paid job on a big film. It can be a negligible salary on a small film. If you're making a film for a few $100,000, how much can the producer make? The producer will spend, even on a $200,000 film, will spend 6 to 12 months on that film in actual production. If you've only got a few $100,000, you know the producer is going to be making very little for that period of time. Their hope is, if it's television, they hope the show goes into syndication and they will get a continuing payday. If it's a movie, they are holding out for that back end for profits. This is often difficult. If you're dealing with standard distributors, they're not well known for returning profits. If you're doing it yourself, if you are the force behind the distribution, then yes, you will start pulling out a decent salary for yourself after you've paid back your investors. You will start drawing out your own money.
Well, Norman, I sorry to interrupt. I just want to make sure that our listeners have a chance to reach you and know how to do that. We have 2 minutes left, so just wanted to make sure you share that information.
Well, I'm easy to get to. I'm on RealGrok, R-E-E-L-G-R-O-K, which is my website. You can always get to me at norman@realgrok.com. I have an article about a film budgeting program that died on Internet Evolution, and if you go there, you'll see my blog in the right-hand column, and it's one word, internetevolution.com. And you can always get to Carol, who will pass on your information to me.
Definitely. I'll do that. Well, with the time left, tell us about the points at the back end. The producer has control, and they try to hold on to as many points as they can, but they do have to use them for what? For talent?
Everything. In the simplest of terms, there's a 50-50 split. The investors get 50%, the producers get 50%. That 50%, that producer's part of the pie, gets shared with the director, the DP, the art director, maybe the editor, maybe a couple of the stars, maybe a little bit more money for extra talent, maybe a little bit more money because the show is run over budget and they need to sell off more points. a producer is extremely lucky if they get through the whole thing holding 5 to 10% of the film. That would be a wonderful piece of it. The rest is all distributed.
Thank you so much, Norman. And Carol, thank you also. This has been a great show.
Yes, I really appreciate
it. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.